وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein, and you're listening to our program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Quranic teachings and Islamic elements pertaining to humanity and mankind. And in the previous episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard, which is entitled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a combination of the lectures delivered by His Eminence, Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, about the life stories and biographies of the great leaders of Islam, the Prophet of Islam, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and his pure progeny. Now, in the previous section, we were talking and covering the first chapter of the book, which is about the Prophet himself, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we talked about the challenges that the Prophet had throughout his mission as an apostle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last challenge that we said, which is not the least, and actually it is, you can say, the most important and significant thing in the mission of the Prophet, is the challenge that he had with the carnal soul of people. And that is very important because according to the perspective and viewpoint of Ayatollah Khamenei, which is true in this sense, if a person fails, or if a community fails, in terms of mundane things, like things pertaining to their material life, if you lose territory, if you lose something in a battle, something material, but still you have that ideology, that belief, that a strong mentality about your goals and your values, then it is possible after a while that you regain a strength and you can regain those areas that you had lost before. But once you start losing faith and you start hesitating about the pillars of the belief, that becomes problematic. So this is the reason and the source that Islam could have continued its progress throughout centuries, despite all the animosity and the challenges that it encountered. The fact that people with a strong faith and belief, even after like defeats, and some of them that they were major defeats, could stand up again and rise again and continue their endeavor. That's why shayateen, evil entities, whether the Iblis himself or evil people, they try and they target that which is the core of the progress of Islam, which is the belief and faith. And in that process, carnal desires play a major role in destroying one's belief and faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attraction to the glitz and glamours of the material life, and competition and jealousy and all other vices that would destroy a community and an individual. So this was a challenge, and this is a challenge that Muslim communities have and had, and anyone who wants to be the leader of the community should first and foremost think about this. And it's not just thinking, it's a process of purification, tazkiyah. It's educating himself before everyone else, reforming himself, disciplining himself before everyone else, and then that discipline and education and tazkiyah and purification overflows to the people around him, and then people in the community. We will have a break and we come back to continue our discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. You're listening to For Humanity, and this is Hussein. So we were talking about the last but not least challenge of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his mission, which was the carnal desire of people. And we said that that's why in the teachings of the Holy Quran, we have, in addition to ta'lim, teaching people, we have tazkiyah. يَعْلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. This is the role of the Prophet. Not only he teaches them the book, the scripture, he also purifies them. Tazkiyah means purifying people from the carnal desire and showing them greater and higher goals and values in life. Another thing about the personality and character of the Prophet is that he was smart in the sense that he would not waste time when it was the time for action. So sometimes people would postpone things that are immediate, and sometimes people they hurry to take actions when it is not proper occasion. So the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was smart to accurately discern which time is the good and correct time for action, and he would not miss that chance. So this is very important. In different stories, we see that when the right time comes, the Prophet ﷺ takes action. The other thing was his content in terms of material life, his purity in terms of the material life. He did not get polluted with the love of dunya, the luxurious, aspects of the life that many, almost all leaders, they fall for them. And since the start of his mission, since the days in Mecca that they were alone, it was a small community, until the time that he passed away as the ruler of almost half of Arabian Peninsula, if not all of it, he did not change. You see, there's this concept that people change because of the positions that they assume. Like, for example, if you get a promotion, if you're not capable of handling that mentally and psychologically, you start changing your behavior with your old friends, for example. So, and this is unfortunately something very common among people. You have a friend and he's promoted to being the boss of his company or whatever, and you notice that he is greeting you differently, like as if it's very important, you're not important, something like that. And it has different aspects, from the simple behavior with people to the way that they live, the way that they want everyone to see their luxurious lifestyle and everything. But for the Prophet of Islam, no. Now, throughout his life, he had this simple, humble, modest lifestyle. And he would spend hours with everyone, almost everyone in his community, poor or rich, privileged or not in his in the tribal system of that time. It would not make any difference for him to have his lunch with the slaves, for example, or with the heads of the tribes. So this was the character of the Prophet that would enable him to attract people around him and to teach people that the value of a believer is not based on those social status or financial status. The value of a believer depends totally on his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and piety and observance of the laws of Sharia. Thank you very much for listening. This would be for our episode now. Inshallah, we continue our discussion about the biography of the Prophet in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.